AC4Q, AC4Q, N4IQ.
N4IQ, W4DJW. Hey, Bill. It's going good. I was out your neck of the woods yesterday. I went out to the new WCRC field. Have you seen it?
It's nice. They've done a lot of work out there.
Do you still have your planes, or are you out of it altogether?
Out of it. I actually contacted, I forget his name, the president of the club, told him I'd donate three of my trainers to the club. And, I guess that must have been beginning of December, and we've never been able to get together, but that's where they're going right now. I sold my big 3-meter glider, got that sold, but I got these other three. They're apprentices, two of them are. And another one's an older one, but rather than selling those, I just felt like I'd just give it to the club.
Are those build up or foam?
What's that?
Are those like balsa wood with built up like ribs and spars, or are they foam?
You just buy them ready to fly. They've got electric motors. The receivers are stabilized and. They're nice ones. I mean, they're fairly good size trainers, but they're electric, and they're foam, but they're well made.
Okay. Well, I hate to hear you getting out of it, but I certainly understand. There's only so much you can do, right?
Yeah, and the reason I'm getting out of it is I just can't see the planes in the sky anymore.
That bad? It's getting that hard to see? Or is it the sun that's the problem? Or
how hard it is for me to see them. I've got glaucoma, macular degeneration. I've got cataracts. In both eyes I've had torn retinas. And I'm 75, so I just can't see them.
Okay. You haven't had cataracts removed yet?
No, they're there. They just said they want to leave them for a while.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. Then the only thing you could fly like that would be really close in, like little foamies, like with the 1-foot wingspan, stuff that you don't fly much beyond the end of the runway.
I'll still have a little glider. It's a foamy glider. I'm trying to remember the name of it now. But... It's a fun little plane to fly. I could fly that anywhere, really. And keep it in close, and it's big. But I even have problems with that one.
Yeah, I used to have, well, I still do, a little blade multirotor that fit in your hand. Your fingers extend further out than its motors do. You can fly that in the house, and it's not very noisy at all. A cat will take a swat at it if you fly by the cat. So if they're not afraid, animals aren't afraid of it, it's a little tiny thing. Anyway, I won't keep you. I know you're looking for your brother. I'm just curious where you stood with if you had gotten back into it or not. But, yeah, they've done a lot of good work out there. It took me a while to find it. I went down the wrong road to begin with. I forked off to the right before you got down there to it and had to back out of there because it led to a mud puddle that I didn't want to take my car through. But anyway, I did find it yesterday and did a bunch of filming out there. It's going to be nice once they get it all complete. Anyway, Bill, good talking to you. Take care, W4DJW.
I got a text message. He's in Pageland now. And they got Echolink on the repeater. It's W4APE, and they got... It's a system probably has, I don't know, just about probably around eight repeaters linked. You may be familiar with it. I was hoping that they'd have a SC Hearts one that he could reach there in Pageland, but it's with what he's got right now, he can't do it. So I thought we'd just try on Echolink. I worked him on Echolink through the Pageland repeater maybe a week ago. W4DJWN4AQ.
I was looking that up. That's the Palmetto Amateur Linking System Network Association. I looked up its QRZ page, and I'm looking up now the W4APE status on Echolink. Echolink's got a status page that you can go to. That tells you what the status is for all the Echolink nodes that are out there. I'm just trying to find him. His call sign, I see it. It's online. His node is 779467. You could link this repeater to that repeater and see if you can hear Phil down there, if he's within shouting distance of that repeater.
The 4APE repeater?
Yeah, that's in Florence, South Carolina, and it's a dash L, so that's like a local. But it is on Echolink, and it is on. Its status is on right now. So all you'd have to do is key up and send in 779467 pound, the pound sign, tic-tac-toe key, and it'll let off of it, and it'll connect to it, and you can give him a call.
Okay. Yeah, I had looked that up. I did it on the computer, and then I was linking up through my iPhone. That's what I did last time because the radio wasn't handy. And I don't have anything to write that down with. Give it to me one more time, the note number.
It's 779-467. 779-467. That's his dash L repeater, which is the only one he has online right now.
And since it's linked, all those repeaters come up, even the one in Pageland.
Okay, so if you log into that one and you key up, if you log this repeater into that repeater and you key up, it's going to key up all of those other repeaters.
We're all linked together. Right. I've done that before. So 779467.
That's affirmative. He may, because he's got six of them linked, he may have other dash R repeaters excluded. So if it doesn't connect to him, it's probably because he's got so many linked, he doesn't want other repeaters linking in. But it might. He may not have that set up, but just be aware. He can do that. He can say, anybody that tries to link with me with a dash R in their name, don't link to them.
Let me see if I can bring it up. 779-467 pound. Let me see if I can bring it up. We just text back and forth. He's got an HT that he's using. He's not actually in his house yet. Let me see if I can bring it up.
Okay, I'll stand by and monitor. And when you bring it up, you know, I don't have to tell you, you know, you listen for a little while and see if anybody's talking. And when you're done, you just hit the pound sign all by itself and that disconnects. I'll stand by and listen. W4DJW, clear.
Let me try it again.
And just so you know, it got everything except for the first seven. So you may have keyed up and pushed seven almost at the same time, so it missed the first seven, and it got everything else besides that. So key it up and wait for a split second, or a half a second, and then start your 779.
Alpha Charlie 4 Queen, this is N4IQ. Echolink.
Says he disconnected from us. The log says he disconnected. You did connect, but it says he disconnected shortly after.
He may not know what to do.
Well, you're not connected at the moment, so if you want to talk to him again, you'd have to reconnect. You have to do the same thing over again to connect again. If he inadvertently disconnected it, you'll have to reconnect to talk to him.
Phone. I'm going to try it again. Queen, AC4Q and 4IQ.
He disconnected as soon as you connected. So it looks like he's not letting dash R's connect to him. Because it said connected, and then it said by received, disconnected. And they were all at 10, 56, and 13 seconds. So evidently he's not letting repeaters in.
Use my iPhone.
Yeah, that won't have a dash R on it, and he'll probably let that in. Anyway, it was worth a try. We learned something.
We've done that a number of times, but that's good knowing it because about not letting the R's in, because I probably would not have realized what was going on.
Yeah, they have a lot of options in there, and it may be that I don't know how well Phil knows the guy that runs it down there, but if he knows the guy, he may let him know, and the guy may not even know that he's blocking them, right? He may go in there and let them in. You never know. It wouldn't hurt just to let the admin of that system know that they're blocking it. And he may very well say, yeah, I know I'm blocking it. It's intentional. Or he may come back and say, no, I didn't know that was blocked. Let me look at it. You know, you never can tell.
Yep, I could do that as well. No, he doesn't know it. But that's an option. I'll certainly pursue it. I'll get on the computer and look all that up. See if I can contact the owner, administrator, whoever. All right, Dave, thanks very much. I got Phil on the phone here, so let me get back to him. And I appreciate it. W4DJW N4IQ.
Okay, Bill, take care. Good talking to you. N4IQ, W4DJW, clear.
Dave, did you get some pictures, Dave?
You know, I haven't been, well, I did start going through my email, but I was processing the pictures I was taking down there, and that took me most of the evening until I ran into the net. So I read about 10 of my 50 emails that I got while I was gone out the airfield. I didn't get down to yours.
Never. I thought I had priority. N0GR. Nothing important. Well, that's fascinating what you and Bill were doing there. I don't have any concept of how to do it, nor do I need to. But I think that's pretty neat. He gets to talk to Phil up there. And, I'd highly recommend, Bill, that you go to Clemson Eye. They are advanced so far, farther than I've ever seen in the eye technology anywhere. But I don't know where you go now. This is N0TR.
He had Phil on the cell phone. He may have gone over to the cell phone and turned the radio down.
No problem, but get down there and get your eyeballs fixed, Dave. I know you was thinking about that. It's phenomenal. I got just a tiny, tiny little bit of astigmatism, and if I'm reading something that's of the tiniest type you can imagine, like the small stuff below on your prescription bottles or something, I'll have to put a set just to correct that little tiny bit of astigmatism that's left. Other than that, I passed the 20/20 driving test.
That's probably going to be the motivator for me. If I can't pass the driving test without glasses, but when I don't have my glasses, I mean, my problem is reading close up. My problem isn't distance. When I can look at things at a distance, I don't have any problem with it. It's like when I'm looking at the quantity of satellites that I've connected to on a multirotor, they've got a little tiny picture of a satellite, and they've got a little tiny number just above it. I have to get a magnifying glass out and put it in front of there to read it. It's so tiny. And I got one of the really old iPhones that have the really small screen on it. If I got a bigger iPhone, that probably wouldn't be a problem. But that's the only thing I really struggle with now.
The iPhone, all right. Now, I had my myopathy, I guess you call it, and it was like 2400, and I couldn't see things past about 12 inches clearly. No, the other one, the black one, Bernice. She's getting my other glasses there. And it's just totally amazing what they do down there now. And it's so far advanced. Even the things you go in and get your regular eye checks on, it's amazing. And like I had goniometry or something like that performed at the same time. And it's like a microscopic hole. And I guess that keeps your pressures from increasing on your eyes. You get older now. You don't have to worry about that yet, but later on, I don't know what's called, macular degeneration, or it's the one where the eye pressure goes high, Dave. And he done that at the same time, and my eye pressures have been perfectly normal since then. This is NGOTR.
That is interesting. That does sound like something I want to do at some point. Probably the trigger will be 2023, which is when my 10 years is up on my license, and I have to go back and get. Last time I went, I was kind of nervous about it 8 years ago, whether I would pass it. This time, I'm pretty sure it's going to be really difficult.
Yeah, on the last two letters, she said, or the last letter, I guess it was, on the 2020, she says, blink, blink, and I blinked my eyes, and there it was.
So she gave you a trick. That's pretty cool. They want you to pass, too. That's good.
Every single letter on there, and the last letter I wasn't too sure of, and she said, just blink your eyes, and she goes, blink, blink, and I blinked, and there it was. I do use eye drops two or three times a day. They directed me to do that. But, Dave, you can't imagine the electronics and optical assistance devices they have for doing your eye test down there. So just to go get an eye test there, I think you'll be pretty fascinated.
And where'd you say they're located?
What's that road that goes down there off of Way in? No, the one off of Way to Hampton, though. No. You go down Edwards Mill Road until you get to, it's Pelham, isn't it? And hang a right. And it's on the left side of the road, maybe a block or two down the road, then.
Okay, well, that's not far at all. That's that'll be worth it when it comes time for me to do it.
About technology. And boy, you love this place.
What you and Bernice up to today?
In the directions to the chicken man's daughter.
You going to get the eight chicks?
Just going for a ride. Just to get out. Because we don't go anywhere with this COVID virus. And now they're saying, I know North Carolina and Georgia's got that new variant of it that's even more transmissible. And our vaccines are scheduled for February 25th for Bernice and March 10th for me. And I got another notice there day before yesterday, I think it was, from Prisma Health, and it says there are no early shots anymore, like down there at Kmart and that. They were just letting them walk in, and they said keep your normal appointment. So I'm glad we just hung on to that. I wasn't going to go down there and stand in line with thousands of people. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, you don't want to go down there and catch what you're trying to avoid. That's for sure. Absolutely. Try to stay out of long lines. I'll even look down the aisle in the grocery store before I go down that aisle. If it's got like three or four people in it, I'll just go down the next aisle, and then I'll come back and catch that aisle when there's less traffic on it, just to try to, you know, keep as much distance as possible. And I get in there and get out as quick as possible. I'll try to spend no more than 30 minutes in the grocery store every few weeks. W4DJW.
Jar. Yeah, I keep double typing these things here on the GPS. But I'm in no hurry. I'm retired. Yeah, Dave, we do exactly the same thing. And I verbally say it. I never criticize anybody about having a mask. But what I do, like, We go at 8 o'clock in the morning to Aldi's down in Taylor's because they open an hour earlier than the one up in Greer. And we think it's stocked better anyways, and I'm sure it's probably identical, but Bernice likes it. And then if we have to, we can run across the street to Walmart, and I always get gas there. It's always the best price anyways. And I'm not really that concerned because we don't drive that far, but it is the best price right there in Taylor's. But we go early, and if somebody comes down the aisle, I'll just look up and I'll say, no mask, Bernice, turn around. And we go the other way. So that's kind of a little dig that I say without really saying anything to them.
Well, last time I was in the store, I was in the checkout line, and I had my mask on. And a lady in another aisle behind me started getting on to the lady that was in front of me that didn't have a mask on. And they went at it. And I'm like, you guys are stirring up more of a ruckus, going back and forth at each other than if you just be quiet and let her get out of here, let her leave. But, yeah, there's those people that don't do it and don't care. I don't know. It takes all kinds, Tom. I guess that keeps it interesting. Got all kinds of different people out there with different beliefs. For me, I'm like, don't risk it. I don't like being sick at all anyway. Even if I was just like one of those that was a carrier but wasn't an asymptomatic carrier, I don't like feeling bad. I like to do stuff. And when you feel bad, you can't do stuff. So just try to avoid it. But there's all kinds out there. Anyway, I'm reading up on my old transmitter's got a new firmware version, and I'm having to read up on it. Not for the multivotors, but for the airplanes, because I don't remember how everything worked. And when I was flying yesterday, I was all over the sky because I didn't have exponential set, and I didn't know which switches I put it on the transmitter many years ago. So I'm having to go back and do some research to figure out how to fly again, Tom. Anyway, good talking to you. Bernice, be careful out there on the road. I won't keep you while you're driving. But have fun. Enjoy your day out. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. It's great talking to you this morning, and you have fun there. And we are just now leaving the yard. I was just sitting there putting that in. This is the chicken man's daughter. He's really up in Flat Rock, and this is where we're going to have to go to pick him up. So we thought it would be a pretty ride this morning, and it's such a beautiful day. And, the mask wearing, I'll comment on that. It's disrespectful of others for them not to wear their masks. For people like me, for example, that has heart failure and other maladies and diseases. So it isn't their right that they don't wear them because they're affecting other people with their carelessness. But as I always say, they walk among us, Dave. 73, they'll catch you down the line. W4DJW, N0TR. This is N0TR Mobile.
Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm sitting here trying to figure out the GPS here. It's taking a route that I don't want. I just thought you wanted a radio check, but it's great to hear you again.
Yeah, that's all I was really looking for. I built this copper antenna yesterday. Just tried it out. How's it sound?
It's about 90% perfect. There's a little bit of noise in there, but very little.
That's good enough for me. I appreciate it. Well, good luck getting to your destination, Tom. KO4LAC out.
Okay, Brian. 73s, and I'll catch you down the line here. I'll be mobile again in a little while if you get back. But I think your antenna's doing good. TR is clear for now.